Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Oh my goodness, what a way to kick off the day. How does it get any better than this? Well, it gets better because I get to talk to all of you guys out there, and I get to talk to Mr. Benny, and I get to talk to Dr. Friedman, and I get to talk to Brenda St. Louis, and I get to talk to my best friend, Linda, and I get to talk to everybody out there. What a great day this is. What a, just an absolutely juicy day. Now, Mr. Benny, before we start with Dr. Friedman's show, happy Valentine's Day to you and Taylor.
Thanks. We appreciate that. We're giving a big hug right back to you.
I can feel it. What a great day. Very, very cool. Energy in the air and much more. You know, guess what, though? I woke up this morning. Guess what happened? I wish I could say I woke up and I got pinched by the love bug, right? I woke up and I got a toothache.
Oh,
I know. I was planning on coming into the studio and everything, and it's like, oh, I can't do that. But, you know, let's look at it. People say, how do you look at things? How do you always look at things from a positive point of view? Well, here's the positive side to the toothache, right? You know, a couple years ago, I had cracked this tooth vertically. And so I went back to my dentist in New Jersey when I was out there visiting Linda. And I went into my dentist. He had been my dentist since I was 19, right? Walked in there, and I said, you got to help me, dude. And, you know, most dentists would have said, you know, we're just going to have to yank that thing out. He took a look at it, and he said, in a very calm way, he said, you know, why don't we try a little experiment? I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm in the dentist chair, and we're having experimentation. He said, and he drew me this little picture. He said, what I want to do is I want to actually split the tooth, take half of it out, and leave the other half in. Well, here's the deal. I'm grateful that he did that and that I've had this tooth going on for an additional 5 years. That's what I'm grateful. I love, love, love my dentist. That's the way I'm starting off the show today. How about you, Mr. Benny? Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks. Right back at you.
Oh, my God. Oh, Dr. Friedman Schaub is joining us. Love Dr. Friedman. Oh, my gosh. It has been such an important journey for us, Benny. Now, you and I, we've known him for a really long time, right?
Yeah.
And he's been on the show for a gazillion years. We've got to watch him step forth out into the world globally, helping a lot of people. Then we got to hang out with him when he was writing his book. You know, then we hung out with him when he published his book. Then his book went to become a bestseller. We're still hanging out with him. Then we watch him get an award for the book. Now we get to hang out with him and just wonder, I wonder if we should be now asking him for his autograph on this juicy love day. That's what I'm thinking. Dr. Friedman Schaub, welcome to the show on Love Day.
Thank you. Thank you. What a really great day to be on the radio. I mean, happy Valentine's Day to you and everybody who is listening. And, you know, I hope you celebrate it in the name of love today and hopefully also allow yourself to be open to that, because that's exactly what the show today will be about.
Let's talk about that, because this is what I love. I so love talking with you. I mean, your work is powerful beyond belief. I want to start out by asking you a question before we get into talking about how to open the heart. That's a show. You know, how to open the heart without feeling unsafe, meaning how to open your heart and feel absolutely safe and trusting. That this is a show I can't wait to hear about, because I think everybody on the planet wants to hear this from Dr. Friedman. But Dr. Friedman, how has your work in the world, how has it changed since you've written this book? You know, tell me a little bit about what this journey's been like and the teleseries and so forth.
Well, you know, I think what is so wonderful about having this book out is that I'm reaching people that I would otherwise not been able to reach, because this book has been, you know, spread around many countries now. I get emails from all different regions of the planet, and just hear how the book has touched people and helped them to overcome decades of anxiety and also learn to appreciate and understand themselves better. And so it's really just so, for me, a blessing to know that this makes a difference in people's life, and they are spreading the word also in, you know, with the people they know that are struggling with anxiety. Because let's face it, fear and anxiety is an epidemic. It is one of the biggest burdens in our society and probably across the globe. And like many people, I was also one who was looking at fear and anxiety as a huge obstacle, like a force that I couldn't control. And just knowing there are very distinctive steps and ways to completely change your view on anxiety and completely change how you address it is really a huge relief and very empowering. And just having that as something I can share with others, for me, it's one of the best feelings ever. And I'm really happy about this, and really feel the love for the book, and also feel it from those many people that are reading it.
I love it. And I have to tell you, you know, this is brilliant that you and I get to talk on this day today and talk about what it means to open your heart. Let's start the conversation, if we could, with exploring this place that we go that shuts our heart, right? You know, the question that you ask is your heart open towards others and yourself? You know, do we find ourselves holding back? That's what the show is about today. But somewhere along the line, we probably had an incident, because honestly, I think we come into this world with our hearts open. I really do. When we pop out, I don't think we pop out with a closed heart. So, you know, maybe something along the way must happen. But I'd love for you to address that. You know, what are we trying to overcome here?
Well, you know, I agree with you. I just want to, as a side note, that we often come out of the womb with an open heart. However, when you do work with people on the subconscious root causes that may have caused them to close the heart or may have closed them down because of traumas or fear, it can happen that those root causes actually occurred in the womb. I had many clients that told me, you know, as they were going through deep subconscious processes, that they were actually recognizing that, you know, maybe the differences the parents had. Or I remember one client, her father had to leave for the Second World War. And while she was in the womb, and there was so much grieving and pain that the mother had, that she came out of the womb remembering as a baby being completely filled with grief and depression. And that's something, looking back, she realized she had absorbed this on some level from the mother and really had a hard time to let it go until she was in her mid-50s, or actually older than that. So there is definitely something that, you know, also happens way beyond our conscious awareness and our conscious memories. But you're right. I mean, usually we come into life with this awareness of, well, I am open, I am receptive, And I'm going to express myself fully. I scream, I yell, when my diapers are full, when I'm hungry, when I'm cranky. I don't hold myself back, and I expect to be cuddled. I expect to be nursed. I expect to be cleaned. And that's what we, really come into as this is our birthright.
Yeah.
And then things happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Then there are these moments of disappointment, the moments of rejection, the moments where we feel, fundamentally misunderstood or hurt. And those moments make us then feel just more and more that it's safer to somewhat, hold ourselves back or build a little wall around our hearts than really expecting that if we are open, it's going to be safe.
Yeah. And I think there's a distinction here that I want to make when we come back from break, because this is something that you talk about so beautifully. When we talk about our opening our hearts and have it be safe, I don't think you're saying, well, I don't know, we'll talk about it when we come back. I don't think that what we're saying here is you open your heart, and in our language, that your heart may not be broken. And what I mean by that is, you open your heart, you enter a relationship which may not last, but your heart gets hurt. I don't think that's the same thing as being unsafe, and we'll make the distinction when we come back. Best-selling author, my friend, just amazing individual, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, joining us here today, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. And, today we're going to learn how to open our hearts, still feel safe, grounded, and loving. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back because Dr. Friedemann is in the house.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
No doubt, you're in deep.
everybody. You know, I don't want to break out in song, you know, an old Juice Newton, Break It to Me Gently, although I could do that. But that's not today's show. You know, today's show is really about, you know, learning how to open our hearts, keep our hearts open, and go down that journey, explore what that pathway is like for us. In, you know, I mean, isn't there some expression about, you know, having our hearts open that, you know, and loving and being loved in the world, you know, that talks about, you know, would we rather sort of go along, plod along, as I should say, expressing myself here, go through life and not ever have fully expressed or received love in order to, what we think, keep ourselves safe? And that's the distinction I'd love for you to make here, because what does it mean to have an open and heart and at the same time feel safe? I don't think you're saying that if we open our heart, we'll never feel heartbreak. I would love to hear. Actually, are you saying that, Dr. Friedman?
No, I'm not saying this at all. And I just want to also emphasize that the heart is not only open to feel love and happiness and all this good stuff. The heart is open also to feel other emotions, you know, emotions such as pain, emotions such as vulnerability, emotions such as grief or empathy. You know, I just talked to a client before who lost a very dear relative, and her heart is wide open. But she's feeling in that moment all the loss and all the grief and all the sadness around this. So emotions in general is that what our heart is expressing and receiving and sharing with us. So, no, if you have the attachment to the heart opening, only having to feel good feelings, then, you know, you go definitely into this more conditional feeling of, well, if I open my heart and I get a sense of pain or a sense of sadness, I better close it again. That's not really then, you know, an open heart. That's kind of a conditional. That's a heart opening with a little guarantee that you want to have signed. But what is safety? You know, what we are thinking about safety often is to be comfortable, to feel in control, to feel like somehow we don't have to endure anything that could potentially harm or hurt us. But is that real safety? And is then, you know, as a consequence to reach safety, the closing the heart, shutting down our feelings, not letting anybody in, or simply pushing people away, is that really then the right way of living, or the right way of you know, sharing ourselves with the world? And I don't believe that's really the answer. I think the safety that we are looking for can only come from the confidence within that no matter what, you will be able to handle it. And here's an analogy. Let's say you go onto the interstate and you drive with your beautiful car and you have a destination, you have somewhere to go, you're looking forward to it. Well, chances are there are drivers out there that may not be very good, that may be drunk, that may be texting while driving, and you could potentially get harmed. But does that prevent you from going to that destination, from taking that trip? No, it doesn't, because you trust that you will be able to handle it, and you trust that you are able, as a good driver, to get where you need to go unharmed. What if you could approach relationships, love, and life in general this way, having that openness and that awareness that you can handle if people reject you, that you can handle if you don't get the love in a reciprocal way that you are willing to give to someone else? If you are willing to learn how to be that confident, you can actually just be yourself in the world and share all that you have inside, feel that you are on purpose doing this way, and know that at the same time you're safe.
Yeah. You know, this is really, for us, a monumental task sometimes. You know, I was reading this morning, this is a really interesting place we are right now, energetically and in our world. You know, when I was kind of coming through the corporate ranks, so to speak, Dr. Friedman, you know, there really weren't any outlines or conditions for, let's call it, good behavior. You know, you didn't necessarily, I mean, you couldn't violate any of the sexual harassment laws or things like that, but there really wasn't anything that pointed out what was bad behavior in the workplace. Now, I Googled workplace bullying the other day, and you know, what was out there is an entire organization. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because I have a question around this. You know, how do we open our hearts when we are subjected sometimes to situations where we're on the verge of either abuse or situations that feel threatening? And this is really the conversation about discernment. I'd love for you to talk about that.
Well, you know, an open heart has nothing to do with having no boundaries. You can have a complete open heart and still be very firm and clear with understanding what is acceptable and what's not for you. In fact, an open heart is not an open heart only towards others. An open heart is always needing to include yourself. If you have an open heart and you feel that you are at the center of this open heart and you feel that, hey, this is mainly self-love, why I want to have more love in my life, or why I want to have more compassion or more community, or why I want to share myself more with others. This is not about others. This is about me feeling good and feeling fulfilled. Then you know when somebody's trying to harass you or trying to take advantage of you from that place of self-love, you're not allowing this because you know that you deserve better and you know that you have the right to stand up for yourself. That is not something that I think is, you know, preventing you from having an open heart. An open heart doesn't also mean that you have to have complete compassion and understanding with everyone around you. Sometimes we just have to have this discernment and say, you know, this person has a real big problem and, you know, should need some help. But it's not my responsibility to help this person or make this person feel better. You know, we sometimes really think the open-heartedness is walking around, you know, basically all sensitive, vulnerable, and all, you know, giving and sharing until we are completely depleted. I really believe open-heartedness is something that's very sustainable and actually very empowering because in some ways you are detached from other people's negativity or detached from other people's, you know, maybe closed-heartedness, but you're not getting into it. You're not getting sucked into their, you know, energy because you are feeling so firm in your own sense of love and compassion for yourself, and then also secondarily for others.
Wow. You know, I mean, as part of the conversation, I mean, we can't help but have a conversation about fear and some of the triggers. I would imagine, Dr. Friedman, that, you know, when we talk about, you know, when we ask ourselves the question, is your heart open? You know, is my heart open and towards others and yourself? I think it is worth talking about what that looks like,
mm-hmm.
right,
definitely.
When we show up with the open heart. You know what I mean? Because everybody, you know, you look in the mirror, right? I'm sure you've done this. I know I've done it. And you say, hey, you in the mirror, is your heart open? And you say, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a set of behaviors which are going to demonstrate that, and then there are a set of behaviors which are not, right?
Right. Well, and I think it's a sensation, too, and you can see that. You know, you can notice when you, for example, are with people, you know, that you should actually trust or that you feel like you have some kind of a close connection with, you can see if your heart is open or not. If you, for example, take on the role only of the listener and never really share anything about yourself, or if you feel, although, you know, you care about these people, you're kind of glad when the evening is over and you can go back and, you know, not have to deal with anybody and basically go back into your own cocoon. You can see this at the workplace, you know, when you are around others, maybe people that actually want to invite you to go for lunch or something, and you just are more on the reserved side. You can see it when you get a compliment and you are realizing that you have a hard time actually accepting this compliment. You're kind of, you know, making a joke or some self-derogatory comment to deflect it. That's also a sign of you having some kind of a resistance and some kind of wall. And also when you go through the day and all you can see is pretty much the flaws of the day or the problems or the stains on the carpet, and you're not really appreciating or letting in even the smallest blessings in your life, the smallest reasons for you to be happy. All of this are symptoms of your heart is not really open. And what you have instead is that little filter or that wall that basically lets you look at people more with, I cannot really trust them, or I'm not really good enough. So if they really find out who I am, they won't be want to hang out with me, or I have been hurt before, I don't want to get hurt again. You know, these kind of fear, insecurity, and worry filters that we all know, they are usually preventing us from opening our hearts, and they need to be addressed for us to be willing to say, you know, I am actually engaging in life again with all. I'm fully in and ready to experience life with all facets.
Oh, I love this. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house, everyone. You know, when we come back, we're going to tell you about his teleseries. We're going to tell you about his book, how you can get a copy of that, and also about how you can get a free consultation. Let's take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Short break. We'll be right back.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedemann Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to address the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and transform these emotions into catalysts for confidence, self-worth, and success. Get your copy now and visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. It is so great to be having Dr. Friedemann Schaub join us here today on the show. You know, this is a conversation for everyone out there that you think about Valentine's Day, Love Day, whatever you want to call it, and you don't want to even get out of bed. You know, that's kind of that's a tough stuff. We want to make sure for those of you out there, if you want to receive some help or some coaching live during the show, we'd love for you to give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. If you don't want to come on air and you have a question, go to the drpatshow.com on the right-hand side, ask your question, or go to transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side, and go ahead and ask your question. This is a conversation about opening the heart, not just about romantic relationships, but about all relationships, relationships with your family. That and everything else. Dr. Friedemann, can we take a minute and just let's have folks have some information from you. Where they can get your book, how they can find out about upcoming events.
Well, the book is something you can get. It's called The Fear and Anxiety Solution, and you can get it in all fine book retail houses. You can get it at Amazon.com. You can also order it through our website, either CellularWisdom.com or TheFearAndAnxietySolution.com. I work with clients all over the world on overcoming fear and anxiety and also helping them to open the heart again and find their truth and find that inner sense of self so that they really can move through life in a much bigger and much more authentic way. I also want to just give a shout out for a wonderful project that I was invited to participate in. It's called the Self-Acceptance Project, and it has been organized by the founder of Sounds True, Tammy Simon. She has interviewed 25 amazing authors and teachers that will share their insights on self-acceptance and also how to find more self-love, and including those are Brené Brown and Parker Palmer and Harville Hendricks and also myself. And so this is something you can go to Sounds True and you find a link there, or simply Google the Self-Acceptance Project Sounds True and you will be led to their website. It's free. You can listen to two interviews once a day. It starts, I think, on March 4th. And definitely worth watching. It's something that I find is a real gift that Tammy has been offering here to the world.
I love it. You know, this is, let's start the conversation about what that really means. You know, self-acceptance, you know, self-love. There are a lot of different ways to look at things, but let's specifically zoom in on this for a moment. You know, why has this become important, especially in the work that you do, getting past fear?
Well, I think, you know, as I said, what is safety? The safety comes from within, and we have been so focusing on trying to get a sense of safety from the exterior, you know, whether it's now this whole discussion with gun control, where one group says, you know, we have to have more guns to be safe, and another group says we have to have no guns to be safe. And we are missing out that the sense of safety is a false sense of safety. If you try to control your environment, including you try to control your partner or your future spouse from hurting you, you will not ever find really that sense of peace and safety, because we cannot 100% control our circumstances, and we certainly can and should not control other people. All that we can learn is how to be safe within ourselves. And this is where self-acceptance and also self-love are so important, because what most of us are doing is they are, you know, creating cracks in the foundation of confidence by being too harsh on ourselves, by being too critical towards ourselves, and by also closing our heart towards ourselves. You know, I'm a great example of how in the past I didn't allow myself the things that I wanted. You know, I saw this little basket of raspberries, you know, sometimes in February, $6.50. No, I cannot have that, although I really wanted it. So, you know, these little tiny signs of you wanting something, a part of you feel like, well, do I deserve that? And you're simply saying, no, you don't, are often, you know, these disappointments that we are creating with ourselves. We were saying, well, you're not worth $6.50. And I think there is something just that we have to be aware of, how we treat ourselves, how we think about ourselves. What happens when you look in the mirror? How many people are not looking in the mirror because they don't want to see their bodies, they don't want to see their face, because they know it would only bring up some, you know, disgusted little comment from the inside. Rather than really realizing, no, we have to address whatever source there is inside of us that is so critical and so harsh with ourselves, we have to find a way to make peace with that source and really open our hearts towards ourselves. And there is a wonderful mm-hmm. little exercise that I want to share, which I really think is very helpful. We have been using this exercise on our tours to Egypt with a group, and it is something that is a heart opener because it really gets you into the space of having the open heart, you know, getting into the space of love and appreciation. Now, this exercise can be done with people, but it can be also done with yourself. And basically what you do is you are thinking about three either people, one person that you're neutral about, one person who you really love and you really care about, and one person that you may have felt hurt you or you felt disappointed by or you don't like. And you can do this with yourself by saying, I'm going to look at one aspect that I feel neutral about myself, one aspect I really like about myself that I always kind of liked, and one aspect that I really dislike, that I really feel, you know, very negative about. And then you're visualizing, imagining these three people or these three aspects of yourself simply lined up. And then you go first to the aspect or person you really care about and really feel that wonderful, warm feeling of love and appreciation for that person or that aspect of yourself, that what you really can embrace. And then you move to that what's more neutral and also feel like that you can actually shift from the neutrality in a greater sense of appreciation. And then you go into that aspect of or that person that you have been rather feeling negative about. Since you have been already in that positive state, it will be harder for you to see and feel the negativity, and you will actually feel more there is a shift happening to greater openness to yourself, or also greater openness to that person. If you just do this every day for about, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, something inside of you will shift. It's almost like your perspective widens, and with that, your heart opens. And what we have noticed in our tours is that later on, people told us that those people that they actually felt rubbed in the wrong ways or they couldn't really connect to, they ended up as the best buddies. They ended up as realizing, wow, this is actually, for me, the most valuable relationship on the whole tour. It's extremely powerful and so simple.
Well, this is really what I love about talking with you because, you know, I think sometimes, and this is something I want you to comment on because I know this has been my experience. You know, a lot of the times, Dr. Friedman, I think we try to do things ourselves. You know, we try to get past things ourselves, right? You know, we try to get past the grieving ourselves. You know, all of that. We try, right. try, but we rarely think about, all right, maybe I should be working with somebody here. Maybe I should do this so I can get past this and I don't have to bring whatever it is I got going on with me forward. What do you think
I agree.
Stops us from that? Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, it is, of course, a very vulnerable thing to do, to be willing to work with somebody and open up to that person. And that's something that I feel just by making the decision and saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to actually be completely honest to a complete stranger. I open up, put it all on the table, and somehow hope that this person can guide me to heal whatever needs to be healed about my past, about those traumas that I haven't been able to resolve, or those old beliefs that I still am stuck in. And that is already a big step. It is definitely an opening that happens, and it is also a saying yes to yourself. So I have complete understanding if people are hesitant about it, but by just making that decision, I'm going to seek for help, you are already helping yourself. Keep in mind that just by saying, I'm going to get off the fence and I admit that I need to have help to have a more fulfilled life, you are already moving forward and becoming unstuck from that whatever has barricaded your heart. And often you will see, if you really work with those deeper levels of your consciousness, with your subconscious mind, with the root causes of whatever has been shutting down your heart, change doesn't take years and years and years. Change is actually very, very fast happening. And this is what I love about the mind, about the human potential, and about the work I'm offering, that often people are transforming in front of my eyes within just a few months. And that's really exciting.
Well, I have to tell you, it is really exciting. And I know the work that you do. I know exactly, you know, the kind of results, Dr. Friedman, you have, because what happens with that is, you know, we get to hear some of the people call into the show. Dr. Friedman Chalv is in the house. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to give you a phone number so you can get your free consultation with him. And we're going to talk about how to make this day be a starting point for a new vibration and energy. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Look at the two of you dancing that way, lost in the moment and each other's face, so much in love.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
We are giving birth today. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to ask that you submit a short story to make a difference in someone's life, someone that you care about, someone who could benefit from the care that Wellness One provides. And for that person, Wellness One is going to donate their services, not just to one person, but to several people over time. This decision will be based on the heartfelt sharing of what you write, on what you say that individual needs. They won't be sharing the story with anyone. It will be completely confidential. Dr. Thane, I would love for you to let folks know the best way to submit their story.
Go ahead and send it to my email. It's going to be Dr. Thane, D-R, T is Tom, H-A-I-N is Nancy, at wellnessone, that's WellnessOne.net.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
Gonna stand in your way. I loved her first, I held her first, and a place in my heart will always be hers. From the first breath she breathed, when she first smiled at me.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Schaub show, Benny. Welcome back to the Dr. Schaub. Everybody.
It has a very good ring to it.
we got some angels showing up here. Dr. Friedman, yeah, why don't you have your own show, dude?
Why don't I?
Welcome back. Dr. Friedman Schaub is in the house. You know, this is a really, really important topic. You know, today it's about opening the heart. Before we go ahead, we were talking about the fact, Dr. Friedman, that a lot of times in my life, when I've really felt my heart just closing up, you know, it didn't really much matter what other people said to me, but it did matter when I went out and I got some professional help. It was an enormous, enormous help for me to move ahead in my life. I know you do free consultations, so would you mind letting folks know what the best way would be for them to get that consultation with you?
Yeah, so either simply email us at info@cellularwisdom.com, info@cellularwisdom.com, or give us a call at 866-903-6463, 866-903-6463. So I'm working with clients via Skype, via the phone, and basically help you to get to the deeper root causes of whatever you felt kept you in a state of fear and also closed-heartedness, and help you to overcome those things. Now, one of the things I want to just quickly share, I know time is always way too quickly running by. There is one little exercise that I also want to just share with people that I have learned years ago in one of my meditation classes, and I just love it because it's so simple, but it has such a wonderful effect. And it's called the instant heart opener. And what you basically do is you are inhaling through, obviously you want to go into a meditative, state first. That means you don't want to do this while you are, you know, in the office or, well, you know, not even while you're driving. You just want to, you could do it while you're driving, but ideally you're going to have your eyes closed. You're going to sit comfortably. And then you have, as always, when you do these little exercises, have a clear intention that this is what you want the result to be. And after that, you are inhaling through a whistle, just like as you're, you know, as you would whistle. I mean, even if you're not a good whistler, it just still works. So you pucker your mouth and inhale through a whistle. And on the exhale, you are chanting the sound La. And La has a frequency that is apparently vibrating with our heart. And it really has a resonance that makes you much more open. And what I noticed with the people that I have taught this, that they feel like it's a relief just to do this. So when they feel like really there is a, you know, like a heart cramped, they feel like, oh, I'm so tight and I'm so, you know, back in my shell and I feel my whole wall is going up, and they're just saying, okay, stop. I'm just going to go into that mode. I inhale through this whistle and I exhale through the La. It's a wonderful, wonderful practice. And really for some reason, makes you just feel more open.
Well, this is really, you know, for a lot of us, I'm so glad you brought this up because, you know, we're going to be talking about movement in the next show. And, you know, sometimes the thing that we really need to do is the thing that we least think about doing, you know, breathing, moving. I mean, we hold our breath most of the time, right?
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Or we breathe very fast and shallow. I mean, that can be too, you know, that we are breathing in a very stressed way and not really breathing in a deep way that stimulates more the parasympathetic nervous system. Absolutely, yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is, you know, how can people become more engaged in their lives, especially, you know, around maybe family members that have hurt them, you know, people mm-hmm. that you know, they were the least likely folks that you'd ever feel unsafe around, but now you do. You know, what can we say to folks so that they can, you know, take a step towards healing?
Well, you know, I think there is certainly something to be said when you, for example, deal with family that felt somewhat maybe unloving, or they felt that they put you in a certain role and you felt judged and criticized. I mean, we all know that. It's just this experience of reverting back into those old roles, and so you want to avoid those people. You don't want to hang out with these people because they make you feel bad. But, you know, when you realize it's actually not the people that do this, it's you not having really been able to simply uninstall the buttons that they are used to push, then you can actually also say, well, it's my responsibility to really just step back and see, you know, they are simply in their own ways, maybe a little unaware or simply repeating those patterns because they never really understood what actually, you know, they should do differently. And I don't have to take this on. I don't have to make their behavior a reflection of who I am. I can actually be this role model for my family, the role model of being compassionate and understanding and accepting. And as I'm giving this compassion and understanding and acceptance, I may actually have the power to open them up also to be more accepting and understanding. You know, especially when we are, you know, the children or the ones that feel like in our childhood have endured those things, we are not necessarily realizing that we may have really actually have outgrown those patterns. And as we have outgrown those patterns, there is a golden opportunity for us to share with those that are the closest to us, our immediate family, that what we have learned simply by example. There's nothing for you to preach or, you know, say about. You can just by being yourself and having that openness towards them, you can make a huge difference.
I love it. Dr. Friedemann, thank you so much for joining me here today. It is so wonderful. Every time you're on the show, I mean, there is just an enormous amount of healing that goes on. Thank you so very much on this beautiful, beautiful love day.
Thank you very much, and I hope it's going to be a day full of love for all your listeners and all those that are not listening, and hopefully it's going to continue to, from this day, just to have this openness vibrate through our lives.
I love it. Dr. Friedemann Chow, everyone, please let folks know your website one more time, how they can get a copy of your book.
The Fear and Anxiety Solution.com is one website where you can directly order the book. You can also order it through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and so on. The book is called The Fear and Anxiety Solution. The other website that may be of interest is called CellularWisdom.com. CellularWisdom.com in one word.
Beautiful. Dr. Friedemann Chow, everybody, we're going to take a short break. We've got lots more on the Dr. Pat Show for you on this amazing love day. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.